What do you want?
I want you to do the intro.
What's the intro?
Introduce yourself. Talk about the show. Welcome back to Isaac Abrams Show.
Okay.
I'm the host.
Well, you didn't tell me that. Well, you started looking at me with your dick in your hand.
Two hands. Both hands. Hands.
Just.
Well, that's under the table.
Because you have to juggle it.
Well, yeah. Somebody's got to hold the balls.
Welcome to the Isaac Abrams Show.
It's your show now. Remember, you took it over.
Welcome to the Mav Viola.
Look in that, Cameron.
You know what? Welcome to the I'm Sick of This Fool Show with Mav Viola and Isaac Abrams.
Hey, that's me.
You going to say anything else?
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. We're here.
And we're
talking.
Yep, that's what we're doing.
And he wants me to do this introduction. I don't know what to tell y'all other than he loves...
Recap the episode. Recap it. Tell what we talked about. In this episode, you can find... You don't need to be a host.
I absolutely do, but you just threw me right under the bus. Oh, I don't know what you want
you didn't
from your
hear the
show.
Bus
not
coming?
Everybody needs it. Okay, I'm going to tell y'all what we talked about.
In this episode, Mav took over the show. She said it's no longer the Isaac Abrams Show. It's the Mav Viola Show.
Ain't that the truth?
So I'm letting her do the intro because it's her show now.
Okay, I'm honest, I don't know what the hell we talked about on this episode. A lot of
talked
really
about the,
funny
the
shit.
The Nickelodeon documentary, Roadhouse.
Oh, God.
Show tunes.
Yep.
We didn't do any Would You Rathers.
That's because you didn't. Ask me.
This show, it's going to clip fine without that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Fine.
And going to church and 30 Seconds to Mars.
Yep.
And we and definitely beer, and never you know mentioned
we
this
we forgot,
beer.
Yeah.
Please don't drink more than one of these indie locals.
Don't.
But
actually
buy a,
do.
Buy a whole case.
Buy a whole damn case.
Buy a lot of them and give them away, but don't drink more than one a day.
Don't be crazy. You can drink as many of these as you want. Just don't drive. Should make it the end of the night. I have two every night.
I couldn't think of anything to say.
Me either.
That's the phrase that shut me down. I've had something to say after everything you've said.
I know.
And
then
you said two every night. And I was like, I got no
We
jokes.
Just stared at each other like, I'm done.
Yeah.
You?
Love was in the air right there. You could hear the
it's
electricity
right now.
Crackle. The thunder's rolling.
Well,
welcome back to the Isaac Abrams Show, formerly known as the Mav Viola Show. Got that backwards. Switch it. We talked about a lot. Yeah, we did stuff.
We did stuff.
And we're going to do it again.
Yep.
Enjoy the episode, everybody.
Bye, y'all.
No, not bye. This is the intro.
Oops.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome, y'all.
Hello. Say hello.
Hello, everybody.
This is a mega cut. That's it's going to take me 4 hours.
I think you should just leave it.
Okay. Leave the intro at the end?
I think it's funny.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let me hear your headphones. I'm going to leave all this shit in.
Yeah. Leave it in. This is the episode. Take that out.
You sound great. I just project my. I eat the mic and I let the bodies hit the floor. You sound good. I just
remember when I was like DJ Khaled and you were like no.
DJ Qualls.
DJ. I was like and another one.
We the best music. It's not gonna stay like this, is it?
Boop boop. No. Oh, I do sound better.
Just from me holding your headphones and handing them
yep,
back to you?
Yep, 100%.
Okay.
Well, I just needed... It's a man's world.
That's right. We're just a couple of men.
Just a couple of dudes.
Just a couple of fellas. Definitely not promoting any products
Nothing is
whatsoever
being
today.
It's cold.
It is cold.
I know.
Oh, I'm warm. Let's practice our indie local.
You don't even have to drink it.
Just Good Wave.
Yep.
Gold Coast Brewery Golden. I can't read words.
Nope, that says Good Wave West Coast Golden.
All right, let me try the back. Nutrition facts. I can't read that shit.
No.
Oh my God. On TikTok, there's a band called Will It Riff, and they take the barcode and they play, like it, this one says, whatever, 07644. And then that's the line of the frets on the guitar, and they'll make a riff off of the barcode and they sing the jingle.
People are so interesting.
They are.
On TikTok.
That makes me feel so stupid.
I don't know anyone in the real world who's as interesting as the people I watch on TikTok.
Right. Like Vanessa McJones.
Vanessa McJones needs her own TikTok.
She needs a podcast.
She actually does need a podcast.
You can do a podcast on TikTok.
I think I'm going to have to do it. But that filter is only on Instagram.
It's not on TikTok?
Uh-uh. It's on Instagram.
And then you port it.
Yeah.
You send
it. I haven't, and they don't promote that. If you use Instagram to edit something and then you put it on TikTok, they won't push it as much.
Well, why can't you find yourself? We're slipping into Southern times.
We really are. We've been here.
No,
slipping.
We out here. why can't you do a different filter on TikTok and then just port it over to Instagram?
Because that Vanessa McJones filter is the best one. There ain't one better than that.
Well, then.
It ain't no way. You know I got subscriptions now for Vanessa.
Oh,
people
I know.
Have subscribed.
It offers me the opportunity to pay you money every time I see it.
Thank you. Absolutely should. People do. That's how much they love Vanessa. I said, if y'all want Vanessa so bad, you ought to pay for her.
Yeah. What's the going rate for a little Vanessa time?
$2.99
A day?
No,
a
month.
That's like sex line.
A month.
1-900 Vanessa McJones.
Vanessa needs to hit these streets, I think.
Sounds like it.
I could do my makeup like that, probably.
No, you can't.
I could.
What? Okay. What's the opposite of Vanessa? What's a male version of Vanessa McJones? You know that filter that has the real big jaw?
Yep, that one.
Steve.
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 Steven.
Steven Stevens.
With a PH.
Steve Stevens.
She's so over Steven.
They broke up.
They broke up.
And now it's Steven's turn to tell his side of the story.
He's about to go viral.
Yeah. Well, he has that viral infection
he
from
does.
Vanessa.
He's a lying, cheating fool, though.
Some bitch.
Steve Finn. Finn.
Finn. It's a PH.
Steve Finn. His last name in McJones, though. I went back to my former name. You best believe it.
Oh, now you're breaking character to go behind the fourth wall. Okay. That's a thing that's happening.
Uh-huh. Okay, what are we talking about today?
We're talking about Steven's PH.
You said you had a lot of questions for me.
Oh, I did.
And last time I came on your show, you had a lot of questions, and then you didn't ask them because we started talking about things like Steven with a PH.
Steven with a PH.
Steven with a pho.
Pho. Pho. Steven put the pho in fun.
Steve Fun.
Oh, shit.
Oh, don't tell him that. His head will explode.
Exploded head emoji.
He's so full of himself already. He doesn't need to know that.
Yeah, his brains are all over the floor.
That's what my mom says anytime I compliment or anyone compliments her husband. If you say, Howard, you look great today. She said, don't tell him that. His head's already big enough.
I hate that shit.
I do too.
What's wrong with a big head, mama?
What's wrong? And he does not have a big head.
No.
He's a doll baby.
Yeah.
Because
daddy
he's
doll
a captive.
Baby. Captive. Oh, he's in captivity.
He's in captivity.
Is he on display like a zoo?
Basically, my mother holds him in captivity.
Yeah. And they live in the South, right?
They live in Virginia, yeah.
Oh, I was just in Virginia.
Why?
For the comedy.
What part?
Alexandria.
It's beautiful, isn't
it? It's basically D.C. And no.
I think it was pretty once upon a time.
D.C. was a great town one time.
Yeah.
I tried to do a story about the time that I pulled into the Pentagon. Because I was lost in D.C. This is a real story. I'm not going to do the whole bit, but I did 9 minutes. I have a 10-minute guest set. I did 9 minutes on pulling in, and I didn't get a single laugh. Because I got to the end of the story. Because, you know, the...
Did you have any jokes in the story?
No, not a single one. I was just telling an interesting story about the time I pulled over in the Pentagon because I was lost, and I thought of a safe place.
What happened?
I was looking at the map, and all of a sudden I hear, get the fuck out of the car!
No. Guns?
Yeah, tons. It was the Pentagon police were surrounding me. My plates were expired. I didn't have a driver's license.
They thought you had a bomb.
Yeah.
That's 100% what
they thought. It was October of 2001.
And I bet it wasn't a nice car. It probably looked like a bomb car.
It was a 91 Ford Probe.
Yep. And if that doesn't say bomb, I don't know what it is.
Yeah. So it was a big ordeal.
Damn. Did you get arrested?
No.
They just let you go?
No. Well, see, the joke was that my license expired. And I was like, well, I'll just go inside and get another one. It's the DMV, right?
They were like, it doesn't work like that, sir.
No, you got all offended and stuff. You got mad.
That was probably the only time they had to work.
Well, I don't know if you heard me earlier, but it was October of 2001.
Oh, shit. Never mind.
Never
mind.
Tensions were elevated.
It was high.
Yeah, it was not as high as Indy Local. 10 milligrams of delicious good wave vibes.
Ride the good wave.
Ooh, that's a better voiceover than mine.
Yeah.
All right, I'll do Indy Local and you do Ride the Good Wave.
Okay.
Indy Local.
Ride the good wave.
Wow. Wow.
I'm just saying.
That is a very non-sexual voice, middle of the road voice.
Yep. I can do it.
It's ethnically ambiguous.
I don't know if it's ethnically ambiguous. It sounds pretty white to me.
No.
No?
Try it again. Do it with your eyes closed and then picture someone else. Close your eyes. Think of a woman.
Okay, you
got to
say Indy Local.
I will. But you got to picture who I'm picturing first. Okay. All right. You're picturing a woman.
Okay.
Not like that.
Well, how am I picturing her?
You're picturing her fully clothed. Stop it. I know what you're doing, pervert. You picture in a...
Why is she clothed?
Well, you can picture however you want all to. Right. Because you're trying to ride the good way. All right, ready?
Okay.
I'm trying to do Batman voice. Indie local.
Ride the good wave.
See?
Pretty good.
Yeah, that's definitely white.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's as white as it gets.
Ride the good wave.
Yeah. Why are you pumping this shit so hard?
Because this is my beer.
This is your beer.
This is my beer brand. Yeah. Yep. Non-alcoholic, 10 milligrams of hemp THC. And to be honest, I love this shit.
Yeah.
I drink it like a motherfucker. Yeah. Because I'm a lightweight, so I can't drink a lot of alcohol.
Right. Because it's got 0.05% alcohol, like a non-alcoholic beer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you get the high, you don't get any hangover. But so
do you get as high as if you ate a 10 milligram edible?
I don't know.
Well, you're a pro.
I am a pro. But gummies get me higher, and like smoking gets me higher. Mm-hmm. This is really mellow. I don't know if it's because of the hemp or what, but it's just more mellow. Now, I did have one out once at a bar when I was trying to run a comedy show, and don't do that. I was like, I'm
because
stoned.
You brought alcohol to a bar?
Because I ordered one from a bar that we're in, mm-hmm. Tavern on Main in Santa Monica, and I got really high, and then I had to host a comedy show.
Because you drank just one of them?
Just one.
Mm-hmm. On empty
so
stomach?
So I think probably. Mm-hmm. I think it probably hits different, you know, when you're stimulated. Because when I'm home, I'm just chilling.
Okay.
Nobody's looking at me, needing things from me. Why can't I break the accent when I'm with you?
I don't know.
All.
All right. Well, let's lean into it then.
Okay.
Because we started a mega church.
We really did.
Yep.
Why do I keep looking in the camera too? Like, hey, y'all.
Because you just shot a commercial and you're fucking starstruck by yourself. Look at that. Look at that woman right there.
Mm. Look at that woman. Mm. Ain't that something?
You know what's funny is when you got here, you're like, I got to go to the bathroom. And I just instinctually opened the women's bathroom. I didn't even ask you which one you wanted to go to.
Good, because I don't want to be asked that. I'll tell your ass.
Okay. Well, I
also, I don't want to... You know, it really varies on the location because sometimes I do like to go into the men's restroom, but not for any other reason than just if the line is too long for the women's mm-hmm. or there's too many people in there or whatever. But I really have to assess based on where I'm at because I'm like, what kind of dick am I about to see up in here? You know?
I ask myself that everywhere I go.
I don't know how y'all do it.
There's a lot of dicks.
I don't want to see that many dicks.
But I think...
I'm shocked y'all do.
No, we don't.
Homophobic as y'all are.
Well, we like to compare and contrast, you know? It's like, that one's bigger, that one's smaller.
That sounds gay.
Mm-hmm.
A men's restroom is gay.
But a women's restroom is cleaner. If I could go in a women's restroom, I would.
Sometimes it is. It depends on who's menstruating, because it can get real dirty real fast.
Why they got to put men in the menstruating?
Because y'all did this to us.
Well, we invented words and talking. And I wish we hadn't given y'all the ability to do so. Life would be better. Actually, I've said this. I think I said this to you. I think it's men are done. We ran shit for too long.
Y'all are done.
We didn't do it right.
The dishes are done.
Let the women do it.
Women are leaving y'all by the droves.
Yeah.
And it had nothing to do with me, honey.
I don't know anybody that's having kids except the people that are having kids.
Why would you have kids?
Well, I don't know.
Like, I kind of want kids, but I don't know why I want them. Like, I feel like it's just deep, deep conditioning.
I think it's FOMO.
It must be. But right. What am I missing out on? Because all of my friends with children are miserable.
They hate themselves.
Miserable.
Yeah.
They love their children.
Right.
But in general, they're just, they have no time.
It's the pattern, right? You go grow up, you go to school, you go to college, you get married, you have a kid, like, buy a house. Like, that's what everybody's supposed to do. But we're not normal people.
No. I can't do all that.
Mm-mm.
What would I do with children right now? What would they be doing?
Starve
I
got to get a nanny. Death, probably. I'm not trying to go to jail because I forgot to feed somebody for a week and a half. Randy, you can find a cheese sandwich yourself.
A cheese sandwich? That's how I know you're from the South. Because that's some shit I ate that's every day. Cheese sandwich.
My mom would put that in my lunch when she sent me to private school. We spent all our money on private school. That's all we
you
had.
You went to private school. Damn.
Yeah, but it wasn't like... It was Christian private school. Because the public school was too... I was going to say sacrilegious. That ain't right.
It was white bread, American cheese, and sometimes mustard.
And I put it in the microwave for 10 to 15 seconds on top of the Ziploc bag, which would shrivel and crumple up under it. And then I would have to peel the plastic off the same. And you only laugh because you did it too.
We did the same thing. We ate like shit when we were kids.
Yeah.
I don't know how any of us are alive. My mom used to take a hot dog if it wasn't from 7-Eleven. And she would take the cold hot dog. Slice it long ways down the center. Slice up some Kraft singles.
Mm.
Stuff them in the dog. Microwave it.
Oh,
Brilliant.
I'm so hungry.
She made like five of them.
And then ate them in front of you, and then you didn't have nothing to eat. You're like, Mama, can I have a bite of your dog?
She's like, no.
She's like, nah.
Walk on down to 7-Eleven.
Right. Get your own fucking dog.
We used to go to 7-Eleven every day.
Wait. You're being serious?
I'm being dead serious.
She didn't just buy a pack of dogs at Ralph's?
She would do that, and we would go to 7-Eleven.
What was the name of your grocery store growing up?
There was Farm Fresh.
Ooh, okay.
Which was the decent one, but it was really like Vaughn's. And then the one that you didn't go to, I don't know why, but my mom, Food Lion. You did not go there. And then B-Lo was even low.
B-Lo, Bi-Lo, B-I.
Bi-Lo.
Yeah, it sounds like you went to Bi-Lo one too many times. You know what I'm saying?
One too many times.
Once. So we had Winn-Dixie. I'm not joking.
I know Winn-Dixie.
And then across the street, the fancier one was Harris Teeter. Harris Teeter.
We got Harris Teeter now.
That was the Whole Foods.
Yeah, it still is in my town. Mm-hmm. Harris Teeter is like Harry Tits. That's what we call it.
See, Winn-Dixie was here, and it was in my neighborhood, and then you could go diagonally across the street. That was too far. That was out of bounds.
Winn-Dixie.
Winner.
Why? What did I win? What is wrong with us in the South?
The fact that there's still Winn-Dixies.
That's terrible.
They should cancel them.
Get it out of here.
Let's cancel Winn-Dixie.
Cancel Winn-Dixie.
And the movie Winn-Dixie. Wait, what was that movie? It was about a dog, right? I think it had Hillary Duff in it.
Exactly. I haven't thought about that movie.
It was like Doing It All for Winn-Dixie or something. You remember that?
Doing It All for Winn-Dixie is the funniest.
That's a
They meant the grocery store.
Yeah, but it was a dog.
They named the dog after the grocery store.
No.
You know what I just remembered one time?
Do I want to know?
One time, yeah. There was an... One time, the word on the street was, if you go stand outside of the Food Lion, the Oscar Mayer wiener truck is going to pull up, and they'll give you a free hot dog and might put you in a commercial if you whistle.
There's just 100 hungry children standing outside of Winn-Dixie begging for dogs.
I rode my bike up there so fast, I said, I'm about to win this competition. They gave me a whistle. Stupid. They didn't even give me a hot dog.
They gave you a hot dog whistle?
No. Was it
shaped like a hot dog?
And then I went to TCBY. Remember TCBY? The yogurt?
Yes.
Yeah. TCBY was good.
Bro, we couldn't afford that. We spent all our money on private school. We didn't have even money for
food. Cheese sandwich.
Yeah.
Did you put mayonnaise or mustard on your cheese
sandwich?
Don't
disrespect me like
Nothing?
That.
Nothing?
No, dry, baby.
That's
Let's go.
That's because you microwaved it.
Well, I didn't like, I still don't like the whites.
What do you mean?
I've said that. I've had two Southern guests on in a row now. Anthony Davis was.
What are the whites?
Ranch, sour cream, cottage cheese, and sour cream. I said sour cream twice.
I'm done.
Okay. I don't eat whites.
You don't eat ranch?
No. Oh, ranch is, yeah, that's in there too.
You don't eat ranch.
I hate ranch and everyone who likes it.
What is wrong with you? I will drink it.
Gross.
I will order as many ranches as they have available on a menu. You don't dip pizza in ranch?
That's a disgusting trait. That's a sign of a bad person right there.
You don't eat mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise? Mayonnaise is only acceptable the day after Thanksgiving.
Mayonnaise is incredible.
Or,
what are you put? Oh, on a turkey sandwich?
Oh, that was a big mental leap for you right there.
I was like, what the? Yeah.
Light bulb, ding.
And I was like, damn, that sounds good.
Or grilled cheese outside before the butter.
That is true. Yeah.
That's acceptable because you burn off all the toxicity of the mayonnaise.
What about veganaise? I love veganaise.
Don't get me started on vegan shit.
I love veganaise.
The person that I'm seeing right now, she's a pescatarian, but like grew up vegan. And I had a fake meat burrito the other day.
Did you like it? Sometimes it's good.
Yeah, but there's more toxic chemicals in that vegan burrito.
How do you know?
Because I had to go to the bathroom a lot afterwards.
Maybe you needed to clean out all that shit you've been eating.
It was either that or all the drugs I did that weekend. I'm not sure which.
Do you really go to KFC every day?
Why are you putting my business on the street?
Because we're putting it. That's what we do here.
There's not a KFC for miles around here.
Uh-huh.
And I walk.
They sponsor this.
Do they? I think that's a conflict of interest with the
I think if we drank
indie local.
An indie local,
we would go get a 20-piece bucket.
I think KFC is actually some of the
If we had a 20-piece bucket, we would shit all the way down the hallway.
I swear by KFC, and I don't know if it's because I grew up on it. I won't eat it.
You put your hand on a napkin and like, I swear, I solemnly swear.
On a honey mustard packet.
I was in there the other day.
And I knew you were.
Well, I'm there every day. Like I just denied doing it. And... I wrote a joke.
What was it?
Because I wear the same thing every day. I don't know if you can tell. There's 156 episodes of the show where I'm wearing the same shit for the last 5 years. But I was like, I got the idea to wear same thing every day from, you know,
yeah,
some of the most influential men.
Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs.
Stephen Jobs.
Stephen with a PH, Jobs. and Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
And Colonel Sanders. Colonel Sanders wore that white suit every fucking day and it was spotless.
Every day of his fucking life.
Spotless. But what's he wearing at night when the suit goes to the dry cleaners?
I bet he has a pajama version of it. You know how they have pajama jeans?
That's very funny.
I bet he has pajama version. And it's a onesie.
Colonel's night pants.
How did he not get any chicken grease on it?
Well, he don't cook the chickens.
He doesn't eat it either, I bet, because he knows have what the fuck him? Is in them.
I think no one's ever seen Colonel Sanders and Santa Claus in the same room at the same time either. So what you gonna do about that?
Nothing makes more sense than them being the same person. Nothing.
So Colonel Sanders is basically the Bruce Wayne to to Santa Claus's Batman.
He's Santa Claus in the off seasons because he's thinner, isn't he?
Well,
is know. Colonel Sanders thin?
No.
In my head, he's thin.
No.
He shouldn't be.
He ate all that chicken.
What is your order there?
Well, I'm trying to keep it nice and lean, so I get the fabulous bowl.
What's that?
It's mashed potatoes.
Okay.
Chicken. Corn and gravy.
Is it fried chicken?
The gravy's fried. The corn is fried. The chicken's fried.
You don't get a biscuit and put honey on it?
No, I mean, I would.
Yeah.
But that's the most cost-effective meal to have there. I think we're in a theme of
how much is that?
It's $7.99. And it comes with a drink.
We're starving.
Yeah, we're very hungry. And we're not high at all off of this.
Not at all.
We've had 7 Indie Locals.
It is brought to you by Indie Local.
It is. This one singular episode by itself. This is a Delta 9. That sounds like some special forces right here.
That's some special forces shit.
Do you need to go to a smaller country and invade it or perhaps take out the president? Delta 9.
Delta 9. Damn.
There was a whole series of movies called Delta Force with Chuck Norris. And they... karate Chuck Norris.
What happened?
Well, he killed a bunch of people.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like Chuck Norris.
Do you?
I mean, back in the day, he did some cool shit. I like action stuff. I love that kind of shit.
What's your favorite action movie?
I mean, I really like Quentin Tarantino movies.
That's
like,
not action at all.
Well, yeah. What? You haven't seen Django?
I've seen all of them.
It's so much action.
That's a movie with action in it. It's not an action movie.
Okay. What would be an action movie? Like Die Hard?
The Expendables is a perfect example.
Okay.
Or Roadhouse just came out. Roadhouse the remake. I watched it yesterday.
But Roadhouse the original is not an action movie.
Are you kidding me?
There's more. He fucks her against the building, all that shit.
You can't have an action movie without some fucking.
There's not more action in the original Roadhouse than Django Unchained.
I definitely
you
disagree.
Be out your
there's
mind.
There's kung fu or karate. No, it's black belt karate. From the minute the movie starts in the original, and the remake is a shot by shot reenactment.
Okay, I'm gonna watch it. You know why I probably don't remember that? Because when I was young and I saw this movie for the first time, it was on TNT.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, damn, that's a good looking woman.
Well, I said this yesterday, as soon as that movie came on, because they have a new doctor. And I was like, the doctor in the original is hotter because she's blonde.
Who is it in this one?
I don't know her name, but this one's set in Florida. I think the old Roadhouse is set in like Alabama where it should be.
I just feel like it's a strange movie to remake. No?
Well, here's the thing. Hollywood doesn't have any new ideas.
I know.
So they go back and go,
Roadhouse?
What haven't we Well, it's Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, he look good?
He is ripped from head to toe.
He doesn't do it for me.
He does it for me. He fucking.
Who's the girl I'm dying to know? Should I Google it right now?
What, the doctor in the first one or the second one?
The second. I know who the doctor in the first one was.
She's of Spanish descent. Persuasion, Hispanica.
Hispanica?
Yeah.
That's hot. That's hotter. Mm-mm. That's hotter. Mm-mm. But maybe the nostalgia makes the first girl hotter, you know?
Yeah. Everything in the 80s and 90s was all platinum blonde and fake hoo-haws.
Big titties.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
So
she was on the L World. L Word.
Who?
The woman from Roadhouse. She played a trans man on the L Word.
How do you know?
Because I watched the L Word back in the day.
Well,
and I remember saying,
Roadhouse?
That's the woman from Roadhouse because I was obsessed with her.
You're talking about the new
one. The blonde. No,
the
old
one.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Google it.
Don't threaten me with a good
or
time.
Or maybe she was a drag king. I can't remember. I really, it's so long ago.
Wait a minute. This is my first time.
I'm going to get dragged for this.
Is that a double entendre?
Nah. I just can't remember. It was so long ago. Well, drag queen king would just be like if I was doing drag and I dressed up like a man, you know, and performed as a man. Like went out.
Was that like a business suit or something?
You know, like I put a mustache on and all that.
Like a little Hitler one?
Like...
Charlie Chaplin. We'll call it the Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I can't remember. I can't remember her character. I just remember being like, oh, that's cool. Because she's a hot chick from Roadhouse. Like, that's a cool choice.
Yeah. Now she's the old hot chick from Roadhouse.
She's probably still hot.
I'll bet you.
I don't remember her name or anything. I just remember her long blonde hair, and she was wearing that white collared shirt, his shirt. And
she's examining him in the medical room,
my God.
And the door is closed.
And then he like fucked her against the wall or something, and then they went out on the roof.
You might not know this, but standing up, face to face sex is the hardest thing a man can perform.
Why would I not know that?
Why would you know that?
I just wanted to get you the look on your face.
That's my confused look.
That sounds hard.
That's the look I have when people say $10 words.
It's probably hard for me because I have to use a hand.
No.
Actually, it's not that hard.
Do you have an immovable object that's only pointed directly up and you have to fucking dig it out? And then the projectile of it makes you want to go like this.
To be honest, it just doesn't sound nice for the woman.
It's not nice for anybody.
Or anyone, yeah. It sounds like a lot of work.
If you're trying to pull a quickie off outside in public and you're talking about the hetero stuff, it's got to be doggy. Or you got to put them on something. They got to sit up on something. You got to put them up on a countertop or something.
Just got to have something.
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 The main ingredient in a quickie sex public environment is a something.
Is a something. If you have something, it's the same with gay sex, though. You got to have something.
Do you think that in all our time growing up going to church, anybody ever snuck off to the bathroom and got a quickie while the sermon was going on?
1,000%.
I never thought about that till right now.
I'm pretty sure that the priest did.
Well, they wasn't up there preaching.
He had to go back to the room to put all the food away, the body of Christ.
You think the preacher's putting away that?
He did. I watched him because I caught him eating the rest of it one time when I was like 7. He was inhaling it, chugging the wine.
Cracker snacking.
I was like, damn, bro.
Wait, so you grew up Catholic?
Yep.
Oh, see, we're talking about two different things. Catholic. I'm talking about the real.
No, I wasn't
real Christianity.
When I was 15, I turned real.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's when you came
Jesus
out.
Into my heart.
Oh, yeah, that too.
But before that, no Catholic.
Jesus came in and I came out. You can have that. I know you want it. You're like, why didn't I think of that?
I'm so mad at you.
Why?
Jesus came in and I came out. That is basically what happened. Jesus came and I said, not for me. So I came out.
Jesus came on me and I came out.
Jesus came inside of me. He came in me. The way I'm taking this.
Yeah. Take it wherever you want it. Or take it however you can get it. I'm getting canceled for this one.
100%.
This is 2 in a row.
This is going to put you on the map, boy.
Yep.
Yep. Jesus came and I...
Well, you remember the clip from last time?
Yeah.
Sex with Jesus?
Yep. Viral.
Oh, no.
You
canceled.
You didn't put the... what was the dick dinglers or something?
No.
What was the thing you said about dingles on the dick? You said... No. You sent me the clip, remember? It was something
I don't remember what the hell you're talking about.
It was like dingleberries on the dick.
I don't know anything about I've got nothing.
You need to understand that I'm telling you, okay. You sent me a clip of us
you
and I'm
sound
dying
crazy
laughing.
Right now.
And you're talking about little somethings
this
on your dick.
This means I'm going to have to edit it into this episode.
God.
And I don't want to do that.
Well, you're going to have to because it was funny.
Okay.
And I'm cracking.
All right.
And you didn't include it in the
episode. You haven't been on this show long enough for us to do a recap about our last episode.
Get used to it. This is the way it is from now on.
Oh, you just walk up in here and take over?
Yeah.
I am the captain now. Okay. Welcome back to Matt Mavs.
You said Mav.
I don't, sorry.
Matt.
Mavs
you
podcast.
You said it, men are done.
Oh, so you're the boss.
So I'm going to come in and take your show.
So it's the Isaac Abrams Show featuring... Mav violinist.
It's the Mav Viola show featuring Isaac.
We just get a crayon and we just X out.
Yeah.
Isaac. That would actually be really funny.
It's the indie local show.
We don't need to
we
pump
did it.
This shit anymore.
We did it actually.
This is a $500 million company. And they're not paying me shit.
They're not paying anybody shit.
But they did allow me to waive your appearance fee.
They did do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
They did. Mm-hmm. I put you in touch with our attorney and they did.
Your attorney is real hot. So I told him, I was like, listen, I'm rubbing this table. That's what I do in negotiations. Let me tell you something.
Let me tell you something here real quick.
This table
okay?
is flat. When you bang on the table, it sounds like shit for the people at home. Not you, me.
Then don't do it.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks
You're
for solving
cut
that
out.
I'm not cutting this
You
out.
Got 5 minutes of material so far in this episode.
Yeah. And it's all your shit. I'm writing your new set. Let's write a joke for me.
Okay. What do you want to write a joke
make
about?
Make fun of straight white people real quick.
We have to make fun of your skinny jeans.
No.
Because you got roasted. What? Oh, it's off limits?
No. But you already helped me.
You should
me.
Ask your followers.
Oh, I forgot to tell you this. Last time I saw you in real life at that show in Glendale.
Yeah.
You wrote a tag for my boy band joke, and I've been using it on the road.
I
and
did.
It's very funny.
Tell it to me again. I don't remember.
So I come out on stage, and I do a bridge joke with yep. the feature, and then which is just like, give it up for so-and-so there. And I make a joke about their last joke.
Yeah.
And then I go, let's just talk about it right off the bat. Y'all, I know I look like I was in a boy band that didn't make it. And that gets a little ha ha ha. And I'm like, because I was in a boy band that didn't make it. Ha ha ha. And then you told me this. You're like, you look like the most forgettable member of NSYNC. But then I changed that.
You do.
Yeah. So then I was like, Joey Fatone? And everybody gets a little laugh. And then I'm like, no, Chris Kirkpatrick.
And everyone's like, who?
Flat lines. It's silent in the room. And I'm like, yeah, I know, guys. I had to look it up, too. He's the one with the goatee.
Is he?
Yeah.
That's the one that we Googled?
Yes, but Drew told me this. He gave me a tag last time. He's like, make it the most forgettable member of Backstreet Boys. And then be like, haha, y'all don't know shit because that's a Backstreet Boys.
I know who that is because he was a friend of a friend.
Yeah.
Go ahead and name who you think it is.
I have it. I only did it one time.
Is it Howie?
It is Howie.
Nope. Howie. Sweet Howie. What's he's Howie's a last sweetheart,
name?
Though.
Howie Howerson.
I can't remember his last name.
I like really.
But he's a lovely man and his wife's lovely.
Yeah. Are you friends with Howie?
I'm not friends with him, but I was friends with. I was in a friend group like many years ago that he was in as well. And he was just a lovely man. I went to several Backstreet Boys concerts because of him. Got on the tour bus.
Stop it.
I said, I took my dad to one, I took my mom to another.
I thought you were going to say, I took my dick out on the bus and everything.
Sure did, honey.
I mean, you got to get the full Backstreet experience.
It was amazing. They were all lovely, actually. Like, literally,
were they all on one bus? People.
I don't remember.
They all have their own bus.
I can't remember.
I think back in the day, they might have had separate buses. Yeah. But now,
I mean, this wasn't that long ago. It was like 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah, they did not have separate buses back
then. Yeah, I don't think they had separate buses. But they sell out. So they were selling out then. They sell out now.
They're doing well now.
Yeah.
Now, did you know that Justin Timberlake has a new album out?
Yes, because I heard that song "Jealous," and then someone remixed it, and then everyone reshared it on TikTok. They took Mariah Carey's AI voice and had it redone with her singing it, and it was like exponentially better.
I didn't know any of that.
I did because I love to scroll TikTok at night.
Oh my God. Melissa McJones.
I was like, okay, Mariah Carey, get it, girl.
I was going to say that he put an NSYNC song on his Justin Timberlake album.
What? Like a new one?
Yeah. A brand new NSYNC song is on the Justin
Timberlake. Is it good?
Well, I can't tell.
You should play it right now and we'll have a blind reaction.
Well, now we got to act like we just heard it. Yeah. That's such a good song.
That was, wow. I don't know about all that.
See, we could be radio DJs. They don't listen to the music. They just pre-record that shit.
I was not an NSYNC fan.
Get out.
I know. I wasn't either. I was Boys to Men. I was obsessed.
That was the first tape I ever bought.
Really?
On cassette.
I knew I liked you.
End of the Road.
Mm. It is, that album is so good.
It is.
I'll Make Love to You. I was like, what, 10 years old singing it?
It's like a threat. Like, I forgot we were talking about Boys to Men.
It is. It's a threat.
Fine, I'll make love. Like, you take Boys to Men. I'll make love to you.
That's
like you want me
like
to.
Like you want me to. And I'll hold you tight.
Down on the ground. The oh, wait, yeah. No.
Like that song. Do you remember we were all like 12?
Yeah. We're in eighth grade. Like
we're in eighth grade. Like, literally like dancing like.
You don't even know how to give a hand job and you're making love to
I
somebody.
I had no idea what they were saying, but I knew that beat. I knew everything about it was gold. I was like, this is the best song. And then do you remember All for One?
Yes.
And they had that song, I Swear.
I Swear. Wait, hold on. I Swear was All for One?
Yeah. That was my all-time favorite.
Like the moon and the stars in the sky?
Yeah.
I'll be there for
I'll
you.
Be there.
That's and I swear, All for
All
One?
All for One.
Who did I think that was? I thought that was Boyz II Men.
No.
You want to know something crazy?
What?
Well, one of the first songs I ever heard on the radio. So I had to steal a radio from my dad's like shop, and I put it under my pillow at night. And at 10 o'clock, they played the top 10 songs in the country.
And what were they? Do you remember?
I don't remember all of them. But
do you remember any?
One of them was a song by a band called Extreme.
Oh, yeah. I know Extreme. Duh.
Yeah. I just did a music video for them 2 weeks ago.
What?
Yes. And it
Why
was
Why didn't you tell me this?
Well,
you That's cool.
It was called All the Beautiful Girls, and they did a contest, and they every person who entered the contest won, and they got to come to set and be the beautiful girls in the world. It's so cancelable.
God, that's amazing.
It's so cancelable.
I kind of love that, though.
It'll probably be out by the time this comes out.
If you do it with a little cheek. Mm. You know, did they do it with any cheek or no?
Oh, there were some cheeks. They were slapping cheeks.
Wow. Wait, what was the song in the top 10 in the 80s? Do you remember? Was the 80s or 90s? 90s.
They formed their band in 89. I think the song came out in 93. And I can't remember off the top of my head right now.
God. I got a good play. Do you like old school R&B and all that? Mm-mm. From when we were in then? We were no.
No.
God, you're like everyone I grew up with. Just well, Weezer and...
Now, come on.
I mean, I like Weezer.
Weezer's out touring the Blue Album right now.
They all came back.
Mm-hmm. You know what I found out yesterday?
Who?
Brian. You find someone out? You know who I found?
I said who?
Steve. With a PH.
God damn it, Steven. What did you find out?
My buddy Nick told me that Weezer's first show was opening for Keanu Reeves' band.
I didn't even know Keanu Reeves had a band.
Stop it.
He had a band?
Yeah, Morning Star or Bright Star or something star. There's a star in the sky somewhere.
There's no way in hell I listened to Keanu Reeves' band. It's like Jared Leto's band. Doesn't he have a...
Okay, first of all...
30 seconds from Pluto or something.
Don't do that. They're all nice. I photographed them a couple times.
He's a cult leader now, isn't he? Yeah, he like started some cult.
Well, it's for the tax write-off. We're starting one too. What are you talking about, you hypocrite?
You're right.
Out here shitting on people doing what we're doing. Didn't he start a cult?
He's cracked though. I don't think something ain't right.
Oh, there's something wrong. But I think it's because he played the Joker. He was fine before he played the Joker.
That couldn't have been it.
Yeah. He has a name for when, because he directs all their music videos.
Yeah.
And he...
Are they good? They're not good.
30 Seconds to Mars is amazing. They're like...
What kind
like
of music
Muse.
Do you like?
I like early 2000s pop.
Yep, I thought so.
I listened to it on the way here.
Okay, yep.
Yep.
You love Counting Crows.
Is that pop punk?
I don't know.
That's late.
That's not pop punk.
That's
you're right.
Late 90s.
What's pop
emo?
Punk late?
Okay, think of a punk band.
Eve 6. Is that... Am I getting there?
They're not technically punk. They're pop. They're rock pop.
I'm trying to think of back in the day.
Simple Plan. Good Charlotte. I don't like Good Charlotte.
We literally are from the same place.
Blink 182.
Oh, God. I hated all that growing up.
Oh, I still listen
to it. I can appreciate it now, but...
Here's the funny thing. I was just telling this to somebody the other day. We used to call them painter truck musicians because in the 90s, late 90s and early 2000s, when I was in a band, there would be a band opening or closing for whatever in the same venue that night. And these dudes would just jump off the paint truck because they just worked all day painting shit outside the houses probably. Maybe
and just
inside.
Jump up there and play.
They would just play. But they would play... Def Leppard and Journey and Bon Jovi. And
see, we that like, I can get down with.
Excuse me. But we were like, yo, fucking get with the times, you old fucker. And now it's been longer since my music came out than it was when those dudes were playing 80 songs back in the day.
Wow.
So let's say 2000, if you were playing 80 songs, late 80s, like if you were playing Def Leppard
yeah.
in 2000, that was only 13 years ago. It's 2024, and I'm playing 2,000 songs. I'm 24 years back.
And they're touring
music.
And shit.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I never got into any of that.
I'm older than the dudes I was making fun of when I was young.
I did go to Less Than Jake, though. Do you remember that band?
I know. Like, I mean, I don't know them, but I know people
know
them.
Yeah. I remember going to... I did go to a Less Than Jake concert, and I did get in the mosh pit. That was fun.
Yeah?
And I got in a lot of trouble for that.
Why?
Because I wasn't supposed to go out.
You snuck out to see Less Than Jake?
Because someone invited me, and I was like, okay.
Was it a girl?
Let's go to the boathouse. No, I wasn't gay.
Okay, wait.
I mean, I was gay, but
the
I wasn't
hostility
out.
Is at an 11 today. I don't know. I think it's because you
it's
texted
the
me.
Accent. It's the accent.
I think it's because you canceled on me twice before this, and then you tried to bail on me today, and you were
no,
like,
I
how
didn't
about
try
tomorrow?
To bail on you today.
Yup.
I didn't say how about tomorrow. I said tomorrow's free too because you didn't respond, so I was worried you were rushing.
I was sleeping.
Well, I don't know that. We don't live together yet.
We have a big announcement for you guys.
Yeah, we got a big announcement.
I am growing a beard. And her name is Matt.
Your mother would be so proud.
Oh, she is.
You've had it bad today.
You got it bad.
When you're on the phone.
Usher. Well, he played the Super Bowl.
I know, I watched. It was amazing.
Yeah.
I thought it was amazing.
Cool. And then somebody posted his Punk'd the other day on the internet.
His what?
Remember, okay, there was a show. By
his episode of Punk'd. Yeah.
It was great.
What happened on that?
They, so he was like caretaking his little brother or cousin or whatever. And they set it up that he had like stolen from a retail store. And then the guy working the retail store was like, Yeah, so I didn't know who you were at first, but it sounds like maybe you're a musician. So maybe if you could just like sing our jingle, we'll let you off and we won't make you pay for these pants.
That he's That's amazing.
Yeah, and then he was like, I'm a little bigger than that. He's like, oh, well, we don't want your money. This is what we want for you. Yeah. He was like, I'm not fucking singing your fucking jingle. And it's a fake store. So then the retail guy was like, just sing it with me. He's like, na, 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 na.
I would have done it so fast.
Well, you're not Usher.
I just don't think I'd ever care about something like that.
Well, that's why you're not Usher.
Yeah, that's true.
How famous would you have to be? Oh, you know what? Side note. I had an idea for a comedy show the other day.
Yeah.
And I'm going to just release it to the hounds right now.
Didn't you say it was just us? Basically the same people over and over? Didn't you tell me this?
That's for my show.
Oh, I thought you
asked. I mean like a comedy show like...
Like a live...
Like a live, you could go see it at the Comedy Store kind of shit. And I think it's called... And it's your favorite comedians doing their favorite comedians' jokes.
That you need to pitch that and sell the shit out of that.
Well, I'm not going to sell it. I'm just going to do it.
That's funny.
Is it?
Yeah. But are comedians going to get mad? Because you know how comedians are.
Well, you give credit. You're like, this joke, this is from my favorite comedian, Mav.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine me doing one of your jokes?
Can you imagine me
Jesus
doing one of
your jokes? Jesus came in and I came out.
I think that's brilliant.
What if that's your catchphrase?
Comedy karaoke?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to cut all this out. It's too good.
Yeah, it's too good. You actually literally need to pitch that. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a good... That's fun.
Who do you pitch it to? You just do it.
Yeah, you do it, but you need to do it in like...
I would do Jeff Foxworthy.
Oh my God, I would too.
I mean, I would do him.
I would bend Jeff Foxworthy over so fast. Mm. I would do Tim Allen.
I would do Tim Allen doing Jeff Foxworthy.
Yeah, because you can get into all that too.
Yeah.
You can start getting real experimental about it.
You can.
And you can do anyone you want.
Yes, you can. It's 2024. Don't let nobody tell you who you can do.
Don't nobody tell you. Damn, that's a good idea.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna cut, that's where we're cutting back in.
Okay, all right.
I'm like, it's going to cut where we're I have a great in. Idea. And then you're like, damn.
He's got a great idea, y'all.
I'm full of great ideas.
That's a moneymaker.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think you'd run out eventually.
Your followers aren't even going to know what my real voice sounds like.
Why?
Because all I do is talk like this.
That's not all you do, actually. You've been talking it's normal.
Literally all I do.
That's not, you know what literally means?
I've only talked like this.
What? The person that's so delusional they lie to themselves?
Yeah.
This is how I fucking talk all the time.
This is how I sound.
This is how we do it.
I love that song.
Yeah. I like that song. LinkedIn profile of Howie and yeah. Do it. And then people go, this is how we do it.
Oh, I love it.
Now I got to put that picture
I
up.
I love the internet. You got to put so many things in this.
I'm not doing it. I do that for another show and it takes hours and I don't want
to
do
like,
it.
Like, I drank a green juice. You're going to have to put that in.
We just cut to you in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I think my nose is running.
Is
I keep
it?
Rubbing
you
it.
You need help. You're coughing. You're sneezing.
I don't have a cold. It's just running.
You're allergic to something.
You.
Gayness.
Greg.
Steven.
Greg Louganis. That's the funniest name in the 90s.
It's the funniest name.
And then he knocked his head when he
That
did.
Was terrible. I watched the documentary. It was so bad.
Did you watch the Nickelodeon documentary about them kids?
Oh, yeah, I watched it. I watched it.
Let's spoil it. Yeah.
There's more to come, right? Because
no.
There's only three episodes?
You can
that
only
was
make
the
those
end?
Kids come so many times. That's it.
Wait, there's only three episodes?
That's it. That's
it
all you need.
It ended really abruptly.
They could have done it in one episode. Yeah, because the ending.
What happened in the end? Maybe I missed it.
The guy from...
He got arrested?
Josh and Drake was like, he touched me.
I remember that.
And then it's over.
But did they ever arrest Dan Schneider or whatever his name is? Didn't he...
He was working until 2020.
He did a lot of things wrong.
I worked over at Nickelodeon, and I remember going like, why is the schoolroom so far away from the set?
You know what? When I see documentaries like that, probably because I've been through something like that, I'm like, what is wrong with all y'all? Like, all the adults involved. Every one of them being like, I knew he was weird. I had a feeling.
That like, Josh and Drake kid, his dad was like, don't let that kid be around my son.
There were only a couple of adults that were like pretty adamant.
Yeah.
But even still, unless you like really shut it down, your kid's going to, they're going to get your kid alone. That's what they do.
Bruh. You ain't getting my kid. That's another reason why I'm not having kids, but like...
Same.
Any adult...
I would be insane.
Bro.
No sleepovers, nothing.
Every time I have ever worked with a child, if they're anywhere near wardrobe, it's like, where's your parents at?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all need to be... Everybody's in the room all the time, especially when the kid is changing. We're all going to watch. Pull your pants down,
Johnny. If there's a kid on a set with me, you better believe my whole job now is watching out for that kid. I'm going to have hawk eyes on it. It's a moral job. It's a moral job.
Yeah.
I would never, ever be able to not. I would be looking at everybody like they were a suspect.
They are suspects.
I know. But I agree.
That's what the 80s and 90s were for. Just getting it. But you got to be...
Getting away with it.
Getting away with it.
That's what it was for. Mm-hmm. That's the history. That's just been the history of mankind. It's getting away with it.
I'm interrupting you and I'm going to ask you something.
You can.
Do you know where your camera is?
I know it's right there.
Yeah, do you know you're doing this?
I don't know why. You know why I'm doing that?
You're going away from it.
So I naturally turn that way because I'm like really hard of hearing in my left ear.
Well, turn your headphones around.
And I just, no, it's actually fine. I just so naturally do that to like face the person with my good ear, even though I can like.
Oh, even though you're being amplified?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It's just a habit.
I'm just going to blur you and then turn around.
Let's redo the whole thing.
This is back to mafia interviews.
Back to mafia interviews, yes.
Yeah.
Would you like me to look directly into camera?
Well, only when we do funny stuff.
Yeah.
Because the clips are going to be the back of your head. Oh, we touched them little boys. Ha, 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 ha. Back of your bald head.
I just start like going to the dark place.
Well, that's where those people went.
That is where those people went.
Mm-hmm. How long have we been doing?
I don't even know.
You want to guess?
Probably an hour.
49.
Damn.
But that first like 8 minutes we were fucking around with. Like,
yeah, we were dicking around.
Yeah.
Well, let's keep going then.
All right.
You want to go for a little bit longer?
No, I mean, I'm pretty much done.
Okay, me too.
I got as much math as I can take.
Did you get, excuse me. You know what?
Just clear my throat every time you talk. You say excuse me, but I clear my throat. Or I go, and then
every
you go, excuse
time
me.
Excuse me. Oh shit. Well, this has been fun.
We're not done.
You just said
I'll tell you when we're done. Wait, what was it we said in I want to say Caribou Coffee because that's where we're from, but
Caribou
Coffee Bean. Oh,
we
were talking about dating younger people.
Oh yeah.
And we were like, if I wanted you to have a thought, I would have given it to you. Like, you know what I think? It's like, no, I don't care about what you think.
Nope. I do, but
we're not talking about anybody specific.
Nobody specific.
Pacific.
I have only been with people younger than me in a while.
We just talked about Nickelodeon.
Not young. I don't go younger than like 30s.
I thought you said 13.
You got to be out your damn mind right now. I wouldn't even entertain in 20s. No.
Listen,
y'all are babies.
I'm a comedian. I'll entertain anybody.
I know you will. I'm not like that.
Okay. Well, your community.
But I don't
adults.
Have any judgment on that. Okay. I just don't know what the hell we're going to talk about.
Well, they don't talk. You talk and they listen.
I don't have that much to say to a 20-something-year-old. There's a few exceptions in terms of friendships, but dating, I'm like...
Dating?
Or sleeping or anything. I'm
Dayton,
like,
Ohio,
are you okay?
Or Dayton, Florida?
You're young. I got hit on by a really young person the other day. And they're 22. She was 22.
Mm-hmm.
I said... Baby girl, you need to go take a nap. You need to go take a nap and rethink. You need to go to therapy. No, I'm just... People fall in love, whatever, but that ain't going to happen.
When's the last time a man hit on you?
Men hit on me all the time.
Yeah? What do you do?
Gay men hit on me a lot because if they see me at a club or something, they think I'm just, you know,
oh, right.
Another gay man.
One of the righteous brothers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, typically if a man hits on me, I'm happy for him to buy me a drink.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Go ahead. Nothing to me. And then I'm like, bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye, Steven.
Bye, Steven.
Enjoy the pH, bro.
I don't know. Men are strange when they hit on me because they're nervous. Men are very nervous around me.
Hitting on any woman is a nervous activity.
Yeah.
Because you shouldn't have to, like, conversations should just start naturally.
Yes.
You shouldn't have to go like, I want that one.
Yeah. That's why I don't like dating apps because there's just, it's like I'm flipping through a menu.
Yeah. It's exactly what it's like.
I don't like it.
Well, I don't like it because of the rejection where you're like, ooh, that one's nice. No, they didn't like me back.
I've literally X'd out on every woman in Los Angeles at this point. Like, I just don't.
X'd out?
Like, nope. I don't.
You need to get
I
on
just,
Ryan.
I'm not in. No, because I'm not trying to run into anybody. You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
People are. The
right
lesbians are
right
on
there.
Raya. And I'm not trying to run into anybody.
You only date
anybody.
Famous people.
That is not
you're
true.
You're a star fucker. You're a gold star fucker.
I'm a gold star fucker.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. No, I don't want to be on. I don't pay for. I won't pay for an app.
Okay.
Because that
they didn't offer to you for free, right?
Do they do that
for certain?
I don't know. People I don't want to be elevated. On there. I'm not ready to see people. You know what I mean? If I see somebody's profile that I dated, I'm gonna be like,
dead people.
I'm gonna cry.
Oh
no, I wouldn't cry, but I would. I just am not ready to see all that. So I stick to one.
What's the message behind the message right here? What are you trying to say?
Like, I don't want to see my ex. You know what I mean?
Well, that was so hard to say.
Doing her thing.
You were fucking dancing around that one.
Take this out. I don't want this in my... I'm embarrassed.
Let's start
I got
to
seem cool. You know what I mean? She can't...
When's that going to start?
You're going to keep this all in here.
Yes,
aren't you?
I am.
Isaac.
Oh, that's my name.
I will not be happy with
you. Can we change the name of the show back to the Isaac Abrams Show
okay,
now?
Okay, fine. I don't care. I don't want to see anybody on Rye.
Listen, it's this far into the episode... And statistically, the 13 people that watch this show have tuned out by now.
You're right. That
don't
is
make
true.
Me cut something out.
Fine. Okay. I just don't want to go on there.
Do you think your ex is a big fan of my show? Let's do the math. Unknown comedian
Maybe.
Isaac Abrams. She's just sitting around waiting for the next episode to drop.
I don't like the apps, even though that's where I met a few of my exes, but I don't like the apps.
All my exes live in Texas.
All my exes live in texts, sis.
We're just writing comedy. Oh, this is what I was trying to say earlier. I forgot. You know how you go to church
yep.
sometimes? Like we do every Sunday?
Every Sunday.
Or like we wake up on Sunday and go, you going this week? No.
No.
Not either.
Online? No.
No. You want to lay in bed and watch it together? Yes.
Yes.
And by church, I mean the L word.
I mean the Nickelodeon document.
anyway, you know how we got to write an hour every 2 years?
Yeah.
Preachers got to write an hour every week. Dude.
Every week.
I think that's why.
Did they preach for an hour?
Yeah. I think that's why we sing so many songs. And I think that's why the announcements are so long. And yep. I think that's why a lot of them are doing 45. And
I would be doing a cool 10.
Mm-hmm. Hot 10.
Hot 10.
And I think that's why they pause. I think that's why they pause.
I think you're right.
I think that's why they pause and repeat themselves. They pause. Repeat themselves because they're thinking of their new thought. You know what I'm saying? That's what
comedians
they did.
Do that too
do
all
they,
the time.
Oh, I don't do that.
Some comedians do.
Wow.
Chris Rock repeats himself a lot.
Yeah, but that's a
but that's a signature.
Mechanism.
Like that's yeah. Is that why I don't mind being on like the idea of doing 45 minutes? Isn't that intimidating to me? Because I literally gave so many sermons growing up.
You started preaching when you were a kid.
Yeah,
when I
accepted Jesus, I started giving talks and shit.
Yeah, what kind of talks?
You know, like,
give me the talk.
I don't remember.
Oh,
I couldn't tell you. I blocked
the
all
blood
that
of the
out.
Lamb washed it away.
Blood of the lamb
washed your memory clean.
I said 1 Corinthians, Ephesians 4:32.
Oh, I thought you were going to do the love is kind and blind and stuff.
You know,
that's a Corinthians, right?
Love is kind and blind. Yeah, 1 Corinthians.
Love is kind.
I can't remember them now, but I remember Ephesians 4:32.
What is that?
Because it was a song. Being kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as Christ has forgiven you.
I've never heard that before in my whole life.
Oh my God.
But
Christian.
You did, you know what? You got to live by the golden rule, though.
the golden shower rule.
Oh, Indie Golden.
Maybe.
Local.
Maybe we should have one come out called the golden rule.
I have a great idea. You know how...
Gold wave being the golden shower.
That.
My team's going to die.
But that also, you know how like In-N-Out or like burger joints have a Bible verse? I think you should be the number one weed beer for Christians.
I think that's true.
And at the bottom, it just says a fake Bible verse where it says like Mav 8:19 or Mav 4:20.
Mav 69.
Mav 4:20 would be the funny.
Mav 4:20. Margaret 4:20.
Yes. The new Margaret. It's the new international version where they started including women writers in the Bible.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. How many are those?
One.
Ruth.
Oh, two.
God, I keep getting tangled and then I can't scoot forward.
Dude, you're a scooter.
I know.
We're scooting.
You're a shimmy and I'm a scoot.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I got an upgrade.
Yep.
I haven't shimmied in a while. Do people think we're as funny as we think we are funny?
I hope so.
Okay.
But I don't really care because I have so much fun that it doesn't matter.
Me too.
That's just the way it goes.
I want you to be the full-time co-host of this show.
I want to be.
So we'll just put out one episode a year.
Yeah.
He's like, can we do it tomorrow?
Can we do it tomorrow?
Why did your voice get so low? Can we do it tomorrow?
Can we do it tomorrow?
I have a voice changer and I'm going to start using it.
Like one of those ones that's like a...
Yeah.
Makes you sound like... Yeah. Auto-tune?
Yep. I have it.
Oh,
right now.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I was going to put it on, but so I hooked it up to this mic and it buzzed real loud. So then I got a stand up mic and I was going to put it on the table and then we could just grab it whenever we wanted to and just make voice. Make voice.
This is going to be epic.
Robot.
We're going to be so famous.
We could sing with the auto tune.
That was creepily good.
Was it?
Like it sounded auto tune.
I sang show tunes on the way here. I said it was pop punk. It was really just Jonathan Goff singing, I'll be back. From, I can't remember the name of that fucking play.
I don't even know where you just went. Like you just went to a part of Gaytown that I have never been to.
Fabulous town.
You go, oh, do you know show tunes?
I assume that you said yes.
Do you? I'm well, like, no.
You, I mean, if anybody would know them.
Why?
I thought it was, what it, when you, no. When you pick up your badge at the...
Like, what are the show tunes you meet? That's for, I think that's more of a gay man thing. I don't know. I don't really understand, but...
But see, I don't know where you're at.
What kind of show tunes? Are we talking TV shows? Are we talking Disney movies? Are we talking Broadway?
Everyone knows that the word show tunes applies to Broadway productions of musicals.
Okay.
Leave a comment if you disagree.
Okay, no, I know you're right. You are right. I don't know Broadway music. Because I'm a man. I know. I don't know Broadway music, but I'm pleased to discover this about you.
Okay, first of all, what is the hip-hop rap Lin-Manuel Miranda?
Hamilton.
Thank you.
I didn't like it.
There was the guy who played the king. The original version was played by Jonathan Goff.
Yeah, I do know that.
And he came and sang a song about how he's going to win everybody back.
I didn't really like Hamilton, but I just didn't.
I had to watch it on Disney Plus with the subtitles because I couldn't understand people were rapping so fast.
I like that part. But didn't Lin-Manuel Miranda write The Heights? Miranda Hobbs? Yeah. Didn't he write
The Heights, which came out on HBO later, but never. No, on
didn't
Broadway.
He write all the rap music? Like, didn't he write it all?
He's a right rapper, not a white rapper. He wrote the raps. He's the right. He's the writer of the raps.
I want to go see a show with you. A fucking.
They would kick us.
What's
the
your
fuck
favorite
out?
Musical?
Oh, that's tough.
Wicked.
So, I've never seen Wicked.
I've seen Wicked.
Okay, don't get on your high horse now.
It's so good.
You're like, I don't like musicals. And you're like, Wicked is
I
the best.
I saw Wicked.
Just because it's the only one you saw doesn't make it the best
I also
one.
Saw one called Boy from Oz with Hugh Jackman.
Okay.
And that was really good because that man can sing.
Now, he did The Greatest Show.
Yeah.
And that makes me cry.
He can sing his ass off.
16-part harmonies sung by like multiple people. Probably 16.
Probably
of them.
16 of him.
How many people sing 16-part harmonies again? That shit makes me emotional. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
I'm tired, if I haven't slept good, I will cry. Like, weep, like ugly cry.
I like this about you. That's good. That's a good sign.
That's the only thing that... If I had to do a scene that's in a movie sign. Where I had to cry, I would put it on Les Mis, the last song where it's like, One More Day.
You cry?
You don't.
Yeah, I know Les Mis. I know Les Mis.
When I'm on like a movie or like a long commercial, like a 5-day commercial, I'll show up on the last day playing One More Day from Les Mis on my phone and I'll walk through the whole fucking house and I'm like, it's the last day. Can you hear the people sing One More Day? Gong, gong, gong. One day more.
Why do you people always find me? My best friend is like this too. She knows every word to every single.
You people.
You people.
Dude, there's a lot of
show tune.
There's a lot of show tune people.
I
in this
love
office.
Show tune people. Y'all are my favorite people.
Yeah.
I just don't know a lot of show tunes.
I think that I was born in the wrong body.
I think you. We know that.
Right.
We
like I was supposed to be in this body with this personality, but I was wired to be attracted to women. Specifically women from the 80s and 90s.
But you're not supposed to be with women. You are supposed to be with men.
Another man who can sing.
You are, actually.
Yeah.
I do think that at some point in your life, you might fall in love with a... Now I know who to look for.
I've already been in love with men, but not sexually. Like, but codependency. I had like bromances.
Neil Patrick Harris. Would you lose your mind?
I mean, I would love to hang out with him.
You wouldn't.
Did you know he played the lead in Rent?
Yes,
in San Francisco because he just listened to it in his car and sang it so much.
Can you imagine?
Imagine what?
I don't know. What do you imagine?
Being on TV with Neil Patrick Harris? Doogie!
The Dukester.
Yeah, I don't have health insurance. I would let him examine me.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Between him and the Roadhouse doctor, I think we're set.
Bro, I'd love to be between him and the Roadhouse doctor. You know what I'm saying?
I think we did it.
We did.
We actually did it.
It's so early. You want to do another one?
It's not that early because JF is coming.
He's coming at 4.
Okay, let's talk.
All right. Well, let's shut this one down.
Let me smoke for a minute.
Yeah, yeah. Let's smoke outside.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we'll write
the
news.
Quickie.
Yeah. Well, I was about to say with J.F. Harris, but that's next week's episode. I would like to be between Doogie Howser and J.F. Harris, if you know what I'm saying.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
That's a comedy sandwich. I would not like that.
I could eat that comedy sandwich in one
bite. I could eat that comedy sandwich. Mm-hmm. Snack attack.
We didn't do an intro.
Oh, yeah. Hi.
Thanks for watching, everybody. You know, Mav from the last time. Peace.
Ew, I just did.
Wait, did you do this or did you do this? And this is offensive in English.
God, how gay do I have to be today? Camo pants and I did this.
Nobody can't see your camo pants because you took them off. Wow, you can do the splits?
No.
Thanks for watching this shit show, guys. Hopefully, Mav will come back on reoccurring style, but that's probably twice a year.
That's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
What was your name again?
Margaret.
Oh, and if you haven't heard, I don't think we plugged it yet.
I don't think we did.
There's a beer now. It's called Indy. No I. But except the one at the beginning.
Except the one at the beginning.
Yeah. You know what I used to say? I used to go, ain't no A in America. And then people are like, what about the one at the end? I'm like, don't worry about that one. Let's wrap this up. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
Thanks for watching, everybody. Check out Mav on her socials at
Mav Viola.
Yeah, I knew that. It's going to be right here anyway. And then drink this fucking beer and good luck drinking more than one of them.
Don't drive.
Should be illegal. We'll see you next time, everybody.
Yep.
This show's a piece of shit.